Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. This one is a little different. I compiled a best of edition with just really all of my favorite clips of the Corona Brides podcast. And these brides, they have just stayed so positive. Y'all, some of them have got married. Some of them have had small ceremonies. Others, they're still waiting for their big day. So stay tuned, listen to their positivity, and they even have some advice to offer you if you were still wondering what you should do.
It was the best experience just because, you know, it's so special when it's just like under the circumstances that everyone's in right now. And it's such a great story to tell your grandkids in the future.
True.
And then it's nice to, you know, let them know that, you know, in the end, what matters is, you know, you and your husband or your fiance and just y'all two being there, you having your health. And just the fact that you two love each other. So, I mean, if your date is special and you want to keep it, you know, just doing a home ceremony and, you know, a Zoom conference is the way to go now.
So y'all essentially had a virtual ceremony.
We sure did. We logged in through Zoom and we had offered it to our immediate family members if they wanted to be here in our kitchen with us during the Zoom, if they wanted to be here, because that is a big moment, especially, yes. You know, I didn't want our parents and siblings to feel like they couldn't be here.
Right.
So I did leave it up to them, you know, based off of their comfort level. Me being a nurse again, I was very sure that, you know, social distancing had to be maintained. So
it's true.
Yeah. I did make sure that every, you know, portion of family had their own little spots that were designated. Thank goodness we have an open floor plan.
You never thought you'd get married in your kitchen, but
no,
it happened.
No, you did not plan that, but
I love it. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Were you wearing your dress that you were originally planning on wearing?
No, I actually decided to save that dress for those photos. I wanted it that we were doing it in our house. I just wanted it to be something that was more casual.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an interesting story. Our state of Ohio is completely locked down and I could not go to any stores to buy a white casual dress. And when I was getting on Amazon or different, you know, stores online to try to find a casual white dress, all of the shipping was going to be here at the end of May and I couldn't get anything here. So I actually posted onto my Instagram if anybody had, you know, a white dress that was casual in my size. And I had a couple people that had offered up their dresses to me.
No way.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah. The dress I wore is actually a dress that I borrowed from my friend, Ariel. Thanks, Ariel.
And basically the rioters ended up approaching the police officers and they ended up like throwing a bunch of tear gas like right in front of our car and our windows in the car were open because we had been talking to the police officers, and so the car got full of tear gas as well. So Omar told me to get back in the car in my wedding dress, holding my wedding dress over my eyes because I'm just like, tear gas is real, it's awful. So I'm still inside of our condo and she has no idea that things have escalated outside, and so I sat in the car alone with tear gas in the car, holding my wedding dress over my eyes, and Omar is trying to get inside the condo, and I am, my husband's black, and watching him walk through tear gas in front of 30 police officers on our wedding night, I was just like mortified and terrified, and it was probably the most emotional and afraid I've ever been in my life. It was just full of emotion. We had been on this huge high of getting married, and I so like love him and like, so yeah, it was very emotional in that sense. Just going from like this huge high of getting married and then all of a sudden here I am watching him walk across the street. It was just like so terrifying. So we ended up like getting back in the car and the police officers were like, you know, you guys really can't get out because we can't drive through the police barricade. So they told us we either had to sit in the car in the street until things were done or go into the police station, and neither of those options seemed like a good one for us. And so we kind of sat in the car and we're like, okay, here we are. None of us can see very well. Like we're all like tear gassed and it was just super emotional. And
first off, our venue is spectacular. It is in Bastrop, Texas. So it's about 2 hours from us in San Antonio. It is on a golf course, which my fiance and his family are huge golfers.
Perfect.
But it's a mansion that is modeled after Tara, which is the mansion in Gone with the Wind, which is a film from 1937. And it is gorgeous. So if you have time, go check it out. It's called The Mansion at Colo Vista. And it is owned by a couple. And it is so gorgeous. It has this beautiful Spanish moss oak tree in the back. The ballroom is just so bright and airy. The bridal suite where you can get ready is spectacular. And the couple that actually built this house for themselves in the 80s, it was just a husband and a wife. So they had no kids and they had this giant property and it was gorgeous. So I wish I could live there. Unfortunately, I'm not getting right there.
You're like, so I'm beautiful. Moving in, guys.
Basically, I'll be here for life. And you know, one thing that I can only hope for all the other brides that are in my situation is that they're working with amazing vendors. I'm so fortunate enough to have, you know, our caterer and our venue vendor to be so accommodating to us switching our date and for us to, you know, not even know if our second date is going to work 100%. And so we're really, really fortunate to work with some really great local companies. And I can only hope the same for all the brides in the same situation.
Okay. So take me through the conversation that you had with your fiance, because some people may not have heard y'all's amazing story. So what led y'all to doing what you did with your florals?
So with our florals, we ended up having about 800 stems delivered to our front door.
Oh my gosh. That is a lot.
It was definitely a lot of flowers. I mean, we couldn't walk around our kitchen, our living room, our dining room. We were just full of buckets of flowers and water. And we spent about 6 hours cutting them and pruning them, everything, you know. But we realized, you know, we weren't going to be able to enjoy our flowers, unfortunately, due to everything that was going on. So we wanted somebody else to get to enjoy our flowers. So yes. I had reached out to my church and I was like, does anybody know of any nursing homes or hospitals or anybody that would love flowers? It's a really scary time. It's a time of uncertainty and a lot of people are affected by the pandemic going on. So, you know, our situation is unfortunate for us, but we realized that there were a lot worse people, you know, in considering the circumstances.
Yes, yes.
So we got connected with three local nursing homes in San Antonio, and we had put together 100 bouquets of flowers.
Wow, that is so many. I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes. So we were able to put together and we made them into gorgeous bouquets of hydrangeas and roses. And between the three nursing homes, we had delivered 100 bouquets to the residents.
Oh, that is the sweetest. So your wedding as of right now, June 27th, what, like, where is your venue and what are they telling you?
So we're actually going to talk to them this week and just kind of touch base and see if they know anything, if they've gotten any direction, because I just feel like none of us really know what's going to happen.
Right.
Then. So it's just a waiting game. And I mean, we have everything ready and thankfully all our RSVPs are back. Everyone's got their rooms booked. So we're ready to go. We're just waiting for the state to open back up. So
exactly. So where is your wedding going to be?
So it's in Illinois. It's in Zion, Illinois. It's up an hour from Chicago area, kind of close to Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
So
is it going to be indoor or outdoor?
It's outdoor. It's at the Illinois Beach Resort. So it's on Lake Michigan and it's kind of like a beachy theme. So,
I have only seen pictures, but I bet that's going to be beautiful. And I bet the weather is also probably perfect right now.
Yes. Yeah, so by then it'll be so perfect. So hopefully, since it's all outside, maybe it'll be okay.
So when the McNay contacted you and gave you back updates, did they even have many to choose from? Because I'm sure people have planned their weddings at the McNay since like January for their wedding in September, October, November. Or how did that work?
Yeah, it was a little difficult to choose a new date because we had to get our band and find out what days they were available, as well as the McNay. Those were the two people that we needed to find dates that worked for, because we wanted it to be in better weather. So we had to wait all the way till, you know, summer ended. And then our band booked up really quick, almost a year and a half to 2 years out for a Saturday.
No way. Yeah. So we just decided that, you know, if we moved it to a Friday, it would be a lot easier to get everybody, you know, to line up and be able to make it. So we chose September 25th and it worked out easily since we're not on a Saturday. Like the band was free and our photographer and everybody else was available.
That's wonderful. So you basically just kind of contacted them and then postponed everything. So hopefully you didn't lose any money there.
Yeah, so far it's just been, you know, a transfer of the date. So it has been, we haven't lost anything. And hopefully by, you know, the end of September, the weather will be great again and this will have cleared, I hope.
Really good to know. And for all of the listeners, I think that that will be tip number one, because it just seems like that is very important. And I don't know that a lot of people know to start taking them before. So that's, I'm glad that you
said. Yeah. And I want to make the point, they can just take folic acid if they want to. The minimum is 400 micrograms. So it's 0.4 milligrams, which generally any folic acid supplement would be at least that much. Any prenatal vitamin will have the right amount in it, the general amount, not the amount that might be, you know, the increased amount that might be needed with certain medications. The difference between like a prenatal vitamin and a multivitamin is some multivitamins will actually have too much vitamin A, and vitamin A can cause congenital anomalies. So sometimes people come in and they're like, oh, I've been good. I've been taking my multivitamin. And I'm like, that's fantastic. I'm very happy you're, you know, replenishing all those minerals you may be losing during the pregnancy, but you really need to switch to a prenatal to make sure that the ratios and the amounts of each individual component ingredient in it are appropriate for pregnancy.
Being just absolutely gorgeous outside.
Oh my gosh. And so much about it ended up being like more special than we had planned. Like
I love that.
We ended up staying at Hotel Emma the night before. Right.
Yes.
And the night of the wedding.
That's awesome.
And, you know, if we'd gotten married in Dripping Springs, that wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And Hotel Emma is actually really special in the story of our relationship, because our very first date, we went to the botanical gardens for a cooking demonstration and a meal. And then afterwards, we went to Sternworth, the beautiful bar that's at Hotel Emma. And then Jake proposed at Southern.
Oh my gosh. See, that's
one of the restaurants in Hotel Emma.
Yes.
And so, you know, getting to stay there as part of our wedding weekend ended up being so special. And then having everything at the ranch and the tent and the florals and just like everything was beautiful.
It fell into place.
When did y'all decide we're just going to get married in the backyard?
I want to say, I don't even know what day it is. So it's the middle of June, May. Where am I? Middle of May is when we decided, okay, we actually just closed on our house, before the lockdown happened. So we moved on the beginning of March, lockdown happened middle of March. So we've been stuck at home and just loving our house and really making it a place that we can call our own. And one day we were just sitting on our deck and we looked in our yard and we were going through the, what are we going to do? How would we even make this work? And we just said, why not do it here? We can be in control then. And we don't have any rules. So if people opt in to, you know, come and, you know, be a part of that day, then they're making that choice and we're allowing that choice. And now we just could figure it out on our own. And yeah, middle of May is when that whole conversation started. And it was about a month and a half after we sent our save the dates, our original save the dates. So it was very funny when we were like, okay, so we got to tell, you know, 200 people that that the plans have changed. It really does solidify that idea that like you are family now, and quarantining makes you realize like this is your family. This is who, you know, come hell or high water, you're going to be with this person no matter what. And if you can make it through this and you can just be patient with yourself and have some grace, then you can do anything.
You can get through anything. I agree with that. And I think that it just makes you so much stronger. So I absolutely love that.
Yeah. So let me know what you thought of the Best of Corona Brides edition. I know I had so much fun going back and listening to these episodes and getting to edit it and just compile the very best of. And y'all, if you want to go back, if you maybe you hear one of their stories and you want to hear more, you can always go back to the original episode to hear the entire thing. And I just think that these brides are awesome. They are staying positive. And guess what? Some of them, they're already married. And because so much time has passed by, we've been doing the Corona Brides now for about 3 months. And so a lot has changed in 3 months. So if you are still wondering whether or not you should get married, definitely reach out. You know, I think that it's just always good to have that support and also stay in contact with your vendors. I think that is one of the best things you can do because they want you to have your special day too. All right, guys. Well, tune in next week because I have another special guest for y'all. On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to two best friends, Kelly and Justine. And Kelly is a Corona Bride herself, and Justine is the maid of honor, the best friend that is having to plan, you know, several bachelorette parties because let's be honest, right now, we just really don't know what's happening. But y'all, they have created a business. It's called New Wedding Plan, and they have the cutest merchandise, cards to send Corona Brides. I mean, really just all things Corona Brides to make you feel better. And they even have a blog. So tune in. You're really going to enjoy this episode. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides. Kelly and Justine, I mean, they're best friends. They started a business during, honestly, one of the hardest times we will probably ever remember, or at least we hope. And I loved how they really just found their niche, and it's Corona Brides. And Kelly's a Corona Bride. Justine is her best friend. And they decided, you know what? We are going to empower people and just find the most positive thing we can do. And they did it. Their totes, their cards, their mugs, everything they're doing is absolutely adorable. And like you heard them say, they're interviewing other brides that are going through the same thing. And it really just does resonate and help you realize what's important and what are other brides doing. So you can also, you know, maybe it helps you make your decision as well. So stay tuned to more Corona Bride episodes. And also follow them on Instagram and go to their website, newweddingplan.com. We'll see you next time, guys.